This is Fresh Air. Netflix has provided original hour-long dramas like House of Cards and Orange is the New Black, and half-hour comedies like The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt and Master of None. Tomorrow, it takes a stab at another once-pervasive TV genre, the TV holiday special. It's called A Very Murray Christmas and stars Bill Murray. Our TV critic David Bianculli has a review.
A Very Murray Christmas is directed and co-written by Sofia Coppola, who also worked with Bill Murray on the movie Lost in Translation. In that film, Murray played an actor in Japan, reluctantly doing a series of commercials there and not at all happy. In A Very Murray Christmas, Murray starts out in much the same mood. He's in his room at New York's Carlyle Hotel, killing time with old friend Paul Schaefer, who's noodling at the piano. Outside, a snowstorm is raging. Inside, Bill Murray is pouting and singing a Christmas song, but it's not a cheerful one.
When somebody wants you, somebody needs you, Christmas is a joy of joys. But friends, when you're lonely, you'll find that it's only a thing for little girls and little boys.
When I heard that Bill Murray was doing a Christmas special for Netflix, my first thought, I'll admit, was, why? Is that something he'd really want to do? And as it turns out, that's the way A Very Murray Christmas begins. He's playing a version of himself who's accepted a booking for a TV Christmas special live from the Cafe Carlyle. And now that the day has arrived, the scheduled guests have not because of a winter storm that stopped the city in its tracks. That's the basic premise, but it expands from there in a way that's clever and enjoyable enough not to spoil by describing it in advance. Before the one-hour special is over, though, A Very Murray Christmas does indeed find a way to make room for more than its share of special guest stars, including George Clooney, Chris Rock, and Miley Cyrus. What I do want to reveal about this special in advance is its overall tone, which, quite appropriately, takes a cue from the Charles Dickens classic A Christmas Carol. Murray, who long ago starred in the movie Scrooged, once again starts out here as a curmudgeon, but eventually finds a way to get caught up in the holiday spirit. TV holiday specials used to be all over the tube, back when there were TV tubes, and they didn't require much. A few stars, a few Christmas carols, and maybe a production number or two. That's the very formula followed by A Very Murray Christmas, but with a twist. And, most important, without irony. This isn't Bill Murray in the guise of his smug nightclub crooner from Saturday Night Live. This is Bill Murray in the guise of Bill Murray, enjoying himself with friends like musician Paul Schaefer, who first worked with Murray back in the 70s. And with George Clooney, who gets to join with Murray on a playful duet and sing the title refrain of a little ditty called Santa Claus Wants Some Lovin'.
Now mama's in the kitchen cooking, the children all fast asleep. It's time for Santa Claus to make his midnight creep.
Santa Claus wants some lovin'.
Santa Claus wants some lovin'.
Santa Claus wants some lovin'.
Yeah, I know there's something real pretty underneath the Christmas tree. But I ain't had no loving all week. It's beginning to worry me because
Santa Claus wants some loving.
Santa Claus wants some loving.
I've been trying to.
They're having fun, but they're not being sarcastic here or making fun of the holiday special itself. When Stephen Colbert did a Comedy Central holiday special, it was wonderful, but it was part homage, part satire. Bill Murray, in this special, essentially is playing it straight, even when he's clowning around, and asking his guests to do likewise. Even the comedy bits are performed at face value. And sometimes, when you might be expecting some sort of ironic subtext from a musical performance, you get full-out sincerity instead. Here's Miley Cyrus, accompanied only by Paul Schaefer at the piano, singing one of the season's most familiar standards and taking it very seriously. The surprise way this holiday special shifts and changes in both tone and setting is actually very sweet, and so is this entire special. A Very Merry Christmas is an unexpectedly tender little TV jewel from the man who built his early career on being a wisecracking cynic. If you remember the holiday specials of old with any sort of fondness, you'll like what Bill Murray is up to on Netflix this season. And even if you don't have any twinges of nostalgia for those TV specials from the 60s and 70s, or if you're too young to remember them, I suspect you'll enjoy A Very Merry Christmas anyway. I can be a pretty cynical guy myself, and even I had a good time watching it.
David Bianculli is founder and editor of the website TV Worth Watching and teaches TV and film history at Rowan University in New Jersey. He reviewed the new Netflix special, A Very Merry Christmas, which is available starting tomorrow. If you'd like to catch up on interviews you missed, like yesterday's interview with the co-creators of the HBO series The Leftovers, Tom Perata, and Damon Lindelof, who also created Lost, check out our podcast where you'll find that and many other Fresh Air interviews. Fresh Air's executive producer is Jenny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, John Myers, John Sheehan, Heidi Simon, Teresa Madden, and Thea Chaloner. I'm Terry Gross.